You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Where you're with me, Charlie McKillop, and my text line is 0487 993 222 if you'd like to keep in touch with the program. The Bureau of Meteorology, a little later today, will release figures showing July's maximum temperatures were the warmest on record for parts of southern Queensland, including Oakey and Gatton. And in the context of drought conditions, with more than two-thirds of the state in drought or drought-affected, does really make you wonder, doesn't it? What is the summer going to be like if these maximum temperatures are already at these levels? Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick is a heatwave expert and a research fellow at the University of New South Wales. She says there's plenty of reason to be concerned, and not just about temperatures either. She's also predicting the possibility of more cyclones and even further south than they've been experienced before.
For not only southern Queensland, but for a lot of Australia, the next few months aren't looking that good either. The seasonal outlook is actually showing increased temperatures over southeast Queensland, over Victoria and New South Wales, as well as a decreased chance of average rainfall over these regions too. So it's looking like what we've already experienced will continue for at least the next few months.
And we are heading, do you believe, for an El Nino summer?
Looking at what the Bureau of Meteorology are currently forecasting, it's more likely that it will be an El Nino than not. However, it's still not guaranteed. Over the next couple of months, we will know more if we are heading into an El Nino. But yeah, it's definitely looking more likely than a La Nina or a neutral summer at this stage.
We are seeing a lot from overseas about sweltering. I think there's reports in Germany of heat waves and the UK and in the States as well. Is there any picture we can get from what's happened in the Northern Hemisphere in terms of predictions for us?
Look, it's really hard to do that on a seasonal scale. So you're absolutely right. They have had a very extreme summer over there, and it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. But it's very hard to say that just because they've had an extreme summer, we will also have an extreme summer down in the Southern Hemisphere. It is looking like it will be hotter, particularly during spring, and especially if we do go into an El Nino, that we will have a hotter summer. And we have seen hot summers ourselves over the last couple of years too. But just because the Northern Hemisphere has had one now doesn't necessarily mean that we'll have one to follow straight after. When we're looking at long-term climate and long-term projections, we do expect to see much hotter summers much more often than what we did, say, 50 or so years ago.
So because we are heading towards warmer summers, these sorts of years could end up being the norm rather than simply an anomaly?
Absolutely. So due to natural variability, which includes the El Nino Southern Oscillation effect, we are more likely to see hot summers during an El Nino event. But also because of man-made climate change, the climate's loaded to hotter weather anyway. So if you have a hot summer at the same time as an El Nino, it's amplified more at that time.
In terms of the possibility of cyclones coming further south, would that suggest that cyclones in the traditional cyclone areas in northern Australia could be more intense?
Oh, that's actually a really interesting question. There's a lot of research going into that at the moment. So there's no clear evidence as yet as to whether we'll see more storms or whether they'll become more intense. It's physically possible, but whether or not that's going to happen, we're still a little bit, the research is still continuing on that.
Are you expecting that we'll see more and more records, a hotter summer here, hotter summer there?
Without a doubt. So, we can't say exactly when those records will be. Will it be this summer? Will it be the next one? Will it be one in 4 or 5 years' time? But without a doubt, we'll see more and more records tumble over the next couple of decades and certainly over the next 80 or so years.
And are we seeing even research that could suggest that temperatures could get possibly even as high as 50?
Depending on where you are, yes. So there was some research that came out last year showing projections, particularly over southeast Australia, that as we go into the future and as man-made climate change continues to worsen, the frequency of these very extreme temperatures will become much higher. So depending on where you are, you may or may not see 50-degree days, but they're certainly going to become more common.
Dr. Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick from the University of New South Wales speaking with Jodie Gunders. And I'm sure if you're listening out in the Lockyer Valley, you don't need to be told that it's been a hot winter.